Hello, Olivia speaking.
Hey, Olya, this is Josh Baker from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Hi, Josh. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Olya, I am one of the account managers who's going to be working on your project to make sure that this is a successful thing for you. So I'm going to be needing a few details from your end to understand what the book is about. So could you just give me a brief idea what this book is about and what was your inspiration behind this?
Sure. I don't know if Haley shared with you a link to Amazon where there is like one page. But basically, so the book is really evolving around the power of words in our life and how it can impact everything, and specifically word but. And it's basically a journey through divorce, immigration, four businesses, seven promotions, eight half marathons, and traveling. This is how we wrote it on the title that we've created so far. Basically, I was initially the first portion of the book. I'm explaining most important stories that happen in my life that have been impacted by word but in the good or bad way, so kind of 360 cycle. And then the second and the third part, I ended up doing 66-day challenge. Basically, I've been running and exercising every
Oh.
day outside.
Oh, that sounds amazing. And how was the challenge for you? How did it turn out?
Well, basically, during the challenge, there have been a lot of results, but every day I highlight the lesson related to one particular word. So every day has a word, and it describes the important lessons in our life. And yeah, like, I don't know how else to simplify it.
I got that. That sounds amazing. That sounds amazing. And just want to understand one more thing. Would this be your first book, or you have written a few books earlier as well?
It is my first book.
Oh, that sounds great. That is awesome. And do you have any deadline in mind or any time frame that you expect your book to be published? Any date that you might have considered?
Yeah, so we've announced June 27 as a publication date on Amazon Kindle because I already registered it, and I ideally wanted to publish it on that day.
Okay, and can you just give me an idea of what the page count is of your book?
265.
265 pages. Sounds great. Thank you so much for all the details. I'm going to be having this aligned with my team and going to be working on to meet the deadlines. Let me walk you through how we're going to be moving forward. So I would just require a few things from your end, and just how we're going to communicate with each other is that we have a portal called Teamwork. So we're going to be communicating with each other on that particular portal. So can you check your email? You might have received a message and a link to sign up on that portal. So I can walk you through from there.
I did. It's called creative agency, right?
Yep,
Teamwork.
exactly. Yep, you got
Yeah,
it.
I'm in it.
Sure. Just give me one second. Let me have your a message sent as well. And you've created the password as well. You're logged in.
Yep.
Awesome. So in that Teamwork portal, what you can do is on the top list panel, you're going to see an option which says messages or inbox. Can you navigate to that?
Yeah.
Awesome. And do you see any message thread which says welcome on board?
That says there has two attachment, book cover and
Exactly. So you
services.
just have to click on that title which says welcome on board. So once you click on that subject of the message, the thread, it's going to open the whole message and you'll be able to read that. Can you click on that?
Yeah.
Awesome. So this is how we're going to be coordinating with each other, and you just have to do is you have to download the two forms that I have sent to you. So one of the form is for the book cover, where we would just require a few details how you would like your book cover to be designed, and the other form is just going to ask you for the basic details, like what's the trim size of your book, what's the page size, what's the heading, and all those details. And a third thing that I would require from your end is the manuscript of your book so that we can kickstart the editing as well. So you just have to reply back to me with those three things. And how we're going to move forward is that our team is going to work on your book chapter by chapter or drafts by drafts. So once you submit the manuscript to me, I'm going to have my team online and they're going to be sending you the first set of reports within the 6 to 7 business days. It's the first draft that usually takes this long, but after that, the second draft would take 3 to 4 business days at max. So how this is going to work is our team is either going to work chapters by chapters or pages by pages. So for example, if your book has 265 pages. So the team is going to work on 40 pages first. They're going to send you those set of draft of 40 pages so that you can review the changes that the team have made, for example, the grammatical errors, or if they think that there's a better word that can be used or something like that. So I'm going to send you that first draft. Once you approve that draft, only then the team is going to move forward to the next draft so that we can maintain the quality.
Okay.
Sounds great. And just one more thing. Yep, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, you finish and then I'll ask my questions.
Sure thing. So this is there are two phases of this editing. So in the first phase, our team is going to be working on the content only. So the drafts that I'm going to be sending you, those will have content only. So you don't need to worry about the formatting or the text size or anything like that. So once we are done with the content, in the second phase, the team is going to align everything, format everything, and then at the end we're going to send you a final version as well before we can go towards the publication. So at any point of time, if you think that you want to add another chapter or if you want to make another change, we will have that incorporated. So nothing to worry about that.
Okay. So perfect. So few things. One, the names in the book are for now real, so I don't know if you want me to update it now or as we go.
It's either way. Either way you're comfortable. If you would want them to be edited later down the road, we can have that edited as well. But if you have the names updated already with you, you can just wait for a day and then can share with me. That's perfectly fine.
Okay, I'll get back to you with the names just slightly later because I just wanted to get this going. The second thing is I kind of have a cover, unless you will have a better suggestion. I'm open to it. But we did create a cover, and I'm pretty happy with the front cover. The back cover, though, I had an idea, so I'll send you the details about that. But I know that there should be reviews, so most likely my idea will not work.
No worries. And also, what I would suggest from my end is you can just fill out the book cover form and send it to us. I will have my team create a sample of two covers as well in case you would like that cover more, or just as a sample. In case you think that either of the cover would sound better, you can go ahead with that. But in case if you have your own cover, you can share that with us as well, and we can make any changes that you would like. But I personally would recommend that at least you can see the samples that we make so that you can at least have 100%. An option to choose from.
100%. Awesome. Okay, and then so manuscript, book cover, and then sizes. So in terms of sizes, to be honest with you, I have no idea how to. I didn't think of the size. I saw that there is more. Well, I do know the size. So it's the same size than Atomic Habits that you launched. It's James Clear book. But I'm not sure what size it is because
for stories,
I'm bad
for
with that stuff.
Nah, no worries. We'll be happy to guide you with that as well. We're working on this. So for stories like short books, bigger than novels, the size that is standard and the size that we recommend, it's 6x9. So these are like little bigger than those novels that you normally read.
Yeah, I think that one is a little bit more bigger than that. I think I was looking at 8.5 to 11 initially.
Okay, we can go with that as well. We can go with that as well.
Yeah, okay. Okay, sounds good. And so you want me to reply here, right?
Yep, you just have to reply back to us on the same portal, and that's how we're going to be communicating with each other. So once you click on that add reply option that you're going to be seeing on the bottom, you'll be able to type your message, and also it will give you an option to attach a file. Just one thing that you need to take care of, that whenever you're attaching a file, you just need to make sure that you're sending a message as well, like typing a message on the text box as well, because without that, it won't allow you to post your reply.
Okay, and then you want manuscript in Word format?
If you have the Word format, that would be great as well, but if you have the PDF, that works for us as well. So whichever is easier for you.
I have both.
That sounds good. You can share both the files as well. That's completely fine. So once you share those with me, I'm going to work with my team, and you'll get the next set of report within 6 to 7 business days.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. Anything else I need to know? Because I know that you guys don't do Apple Books. So I wanted to do Apple Books because I was researching on the bestseller status and the importance of the sales in the first 7 days. So obviously, I wanted to work towards that, but I don't know how, do I need Apple Books or no?
Okay, no worries on that as well. So what I'm going to do is once we kickstart this project, I'm going to be having a few meetings with my team as well, the publication team as well, so that I can work on this for you. So allow me a day or two. I will get with my team and work on this Apple publication as well, and I'll revert back to you on this. All right. So
Perfect.
I'll
Thank
seek
you.
for their suggestion as well, and whatever their feedback would be, I would be sharing that with you.
Sure. Thank you so much. I
You're
appreciate it.
most welcome. In case at any point all you need any sort of assistance, you can always reach out to me, or I can reply back to the message as well. I'll be sharing my number on that message as well. All right.
Great. Thank you.
Sounds great. Would there be anything else I can help at this point?
That's it for now. I'll submit and we'll go from there.
Awesome. It was a pleasure speaking to you. I really am excited, and we'll turn this a success for you.
Awesome. Thank you. I
Thank
hope
you.
so too.
Absolutely,
Bye.
absolutely. At any point, if in case you're not
Oh,
satisfied,
you know
anything,
what?
sure?
I do have one more question. My
Sure,
bad.
sure, sure. Sure. I'm all ears.
So I know that obviously there are going to be beta testers, and I wanted to initially reach out to a few famous authors, obviously, that I'm mentioning in the book. But in particular, like there is one book that inspired me to write it, and obviously one book that I suggest you read after. Do you reach out to beta testers in a particular way, especially if they've been published through you, or like how does it work?
Okay, so all the publication goes through us, but regarding the beta testers and reaching out to the author, this is something that my publication team looks after. So these are the questions that I'm going to be having them align first regarding the book and
Okay.
everything. So once I check with them regarding the publication and also regarding this beta testers and checking with the authors, I will surely get back to you with all these concerns.
Perfect. Thank you.
Awesome. But in case at any point you have any further concerns, you can always get back to me, and I'll be happy to check with all my resources and give you the best feedback.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Alia.
Bye.
May you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.